This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR yesterday, he stressed that the 21st century is a century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that the trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Laos, Prime Minister Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. On the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja, President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of the country and abroad. In a message, the President said that Durga Puja is celebrated as a victory of good over evil as Goddess Durga is considered the symbol of courage. President Murmu said that this festival is an occasion to fully devote to Goddess Durga and promote unity and understanding among all religions. She prayed to the goddess to create a sensitive and equitable society where women are treated with utmost respect and regard. Centre has declared Hizb-ut-Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organisations as terrorist organisations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said that Hizb-ut-Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalization and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organizations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. It said the aim of the organization is to establish an Islamic State and caliphate globally, including India, by overthrowing democratically elected governments through jihad and terrorist activities. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday flagged off the Sahibganj-Howrah Intercity Express via video conferencing. This new train service will connect Sahibganj to Howrah, covering a distance of 350 kilometers in just 7 hours at an affordable fare of 125 rupees. The train will operate daily and will have stoppages at Sakrigali, Tinpahar, Barharwa, Pakur, Ramturhat, Bolpur Shantiniketan, Bardhaman and Bandel. The introduction of train service will not only simplify travel, but also enhance business opportunities and employment in the region. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the weekly Anand Vihar Agartala Tejas Rajdhani Express now has a stoppage at Sahibganj station in Jharkhand. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the Santhal Paragana region has a long history and has made significant contributions to the country's struggle for independence. India and ASEAN nations have reaffirmed the importance of maintaining and promoting peace, stability, maritime safety and security to promote peaceful resolutions of disputes in accordance with universally recognized principles of international law. In a joint statement on strengthening ASEAN-India comprehensive strategic partnership, the leaders of India and ASEAN countries supported the full and effective implementation of the Declaration on the Conduct of the Parties in the South China Sea in its entirety and look forward to the early conclusion of an effective and substantive code of conduct in the South China Sea. They also agreed to strengthen cooperation in the maritime security, counter-terrorism, cyber-security, transnational crime, defense industry, humanitarian assistance, and disaster relief, peacekeeping and demining operations and confidence-building measures. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has extended his greetings and best wishes to the people on the eve of auspicious occasion of Durga Puja. In a message, the Lieutenant Governor said that the Durga Puja represents a triumph of good over evil and marks the hope of a bright future. The Indian men's team secured a bronze medal at the Asian Championships in Astana, Kazakhstan. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.